Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Avais, Perik, Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Hu Haya Aimer, still continuing with what Rabbi Gamliel is teaching us, he used to say, Aseir Tzaynei Kir Tzaynecha, make a Kadosh Baruch Hu's will like it's what you want to do. Kadesh Yaser Tzaynecha Kir Tzaynei, so that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will treat what you want as something that he wants. Sagt der Batanura, a person should spend when it comes to a Dvar Mitzvah, as if he's spending on himself. And Hashem will reward him. Really, I should spend so much on a mitzvah? Yeah, who are you doing the mitzvah for? You're doing the mitzvah for the one who gave you your money to start with, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayter, Batel Ritzoincha Mipnei Ritzoinai. Be mevatel, like put away your own will before his will. You want to do something? Don't do it because Hashem doesn't want me to do it. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mevatel the ratzon of others before your will. Those that are planning to harm you, all of a sudden their will is going to change, or they won't be able to do it. Why? Because you are mevatel your ratzon. When it came to a dvar aveira, you didn't do what you want, your enemies won't be able to do what they want. Hillel says, Al tifreish min hatzibur. Don't separate yourself from the tzibur. If the tzibur is going through a difficult time, don't go away from them. Don't say, it's not my problem. The Batanura quotes the Gemara in Masechtas Tainus that says, Kala pirish min hatzibur, someone who separates from the tzibur, ein roya bin achamas hatzibur, he won't see the tzibur when they're being consoled. If you're not there for their problems, you won't see them when the bracha comes. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, you see your tzibur. People around you getting involved in Torah and mitzvahs, your friends are learning Mishnayos, don't separate yourself from them, join them. Vayter says the Mishnah, V'al tamin v'atzmecha, don't trust in yourself, ad yoy meischa, until the day you leave this world. Yoichin and Kohen Gadol served in the Kohuna for 80 years, at the end he became a tzedaiki. Tzedaikim were from the groups of people that did not believe in Torah Shebal Peh. Don't judge your friend ad until you reach his place. If you see your friend came to an Asayan and he didn't pass, don't be so sure you would be better because you aren't tested the way he's tested. And don't say something that people won't understand right away. And your cheshbon is, eventually they'll understand it. As I'm teaching my Talmidim, I won't be very clear. Let them figure it out. They'll figure out what I'm saying. Well, what if they don't figure out what you're saying? What if they figure out the wrong thing? So be very clear. Don't leave things as a suffix. Another pshat is, don't reveal secrets. There's no one that's going to hear it. Even between yourself. If you say it out of your mouth, someone's going to hear it. A little birdie will bring the news. Another pshat is, and this is according to the Girsa of Rashi, don't say when it comes to Divrei Torah, I don't have time to hear it now, at the end I'll hear it. No, listen now. The Al Toimer, and don't say, when I will have time, Eshna, I will learn, maybe you won't have any free time. The Chedush Yerim once asked someone, why aren't you Isaac and Torah? He said, I don't have time now. You know, later when I'll retire, or, you know, after the busy season, my business will quiet down a little bit. I'll learn then. I'll have more menuchas nefesh, more peace of mind. So the Chedush HaYarim teached the Mishnah. He translated the Mishnah. Don't say, when I'll have time, I'll be in a good mood, I'll learn. Shem Eloi Tipana. Hashem wants your Torah when you don't have time. When you have time, you have menuchas nefesh, peace of mind, it's easy to learn. Okay, you still got a mitzvah, but can you compare that to a boy that finds it hard to learn and tries anyway? You come home, everyone is making noise, and you sit down in a corner, you say, let me try to learn? Or you're not in the mood of learning? Or you're worried about something? And you say to Ben Hashem, I'm going to try to learn your Torah, Hashem wants that Torah. That Torah brings all the brachis in the world. The real Pekudei Hashem Yisharim is Samchei Lev. So don't say when you'll have time you'll learn, because the main schar you're going to get is from the Torah that you learn when you don't necessarily have time. There was a famous story by Reb Chaim of Volozhin. He wanted a certain shidduch. And the family came, and his son met the daughter, and whatever the mother of the girl didn't want, or maybe it was the mother of the boy, I'm not sure exactly if it was Reb Chaim's son or Reb Chaim's daughter. But the mother of the other side didn't want, and they left. They said, we're going back to our hometown. And on their way back, the wheel of the wagon fell off. They started traveling. It started to pour. Then Eppes, the horse, for some reason, started to change direction. So the wagon driver said, listen, Reb Chaim is not letting us go home. So they came back, and the mother said to Reb Chaim, listen, you're forcing us? You're doing miracles? He said, no. Reb Chaim said, I wanted the shidduch very, very badly. You didn't want, is nicht? When you left, I felt bad. I said, no. If Hashem doesn't want the shidduch, so I shouldn't want it. If Hashem made it that you shouldn't like my son or daughter, I don't remember exactly, then I have to be happy with that. I said, Hashem, whatever you want, that's what I'm happy with. Now, once I reach that level, the Mishnah says, if you're mevatel your rotzin for Hashem, Hashem is mevatel his rotzin for yours. That's why you wound up coming back. But please, you can do whatever you want. Well, at this point, they wanted the shidduch.